Center, Oakland in the white unis, trimmed in red and navy. Actually, that's the white uniforms are the other team, aren't they? That's the Blackman Blaze. They're in the home whites, trimmed in orange and navy. Stanberry glides in the lane. Floater from about 3 feet won't fall. Got his own rebound. They're moving right to left. Road Reds. Pass tipped out of bounds. Oliver just couldn't hold on to that loose ball. Oakland in the red, white, and blue on the road here tonight. Moving left to right are the Blaze now. Doughty in the backcourt to Thompson. Givens working him over. Thompson down quickly to Doughty. Left wing. Now further in the corner, it's Thompson for three, and this one crawls over the rim, won't fall. Rebound Oakland. We've played 40 seconds. 7:46 is your J. Mullins Jewelry tip in the boys' game. J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Great place to get that special Valentine's jewelry. Little 12-foot jumper from the left sideline is up and good by Kyle Oliver, and Oakland draws first blood here in this district tilt. Right wing Thompson now feeds down low to Coleman. He's got to get out of the box and now flips it back out to McMiller. Back to Thompson right here in front of us. Works off a pick behind the back dribble between a double team. Feeds down low to Cousin and he's fouled going up to the rack. Smith got him a little bit with the body, I think, when he was going up. That's Emmanuel Smith with the foul. He's been battling foul trouble the last few games. First toss is up and good by Quindell Cousin. If he hits this next one, we will be tied. Four quick dribbles, fin to the knee, shot it and got it. 2-2 your score. In the backcourt, Stanberry now glides to the foul line. Double pump in the air, missed the shot. And it's Smith there for the rebound and put back. Daniel Smith trailing in there with the rebound and put back to put Oakland up by two. Thompson uses a pick, now comes to the foul line right side, flips it out in the corner. And it's McMiller for three from the right corner. Alec McMiller, first bank three. Ben Weatherford loves that one, and it's Alec McMiller's birthday, by the way, so happy birthday, Alec. And Thompson steps out of bounds after stealing the ball, trying to tiptoe the sideline. Great move by him. He just ran out of room here on the near sideline. So Oakland basketball. And Dunaway has checked in here for Oakland. Stanberry still in the backcourt. They do get it across. Manuel Smith double team back to Stanberry. Feed into the right corner, Oliver, now to Stanberry, stolen away by Thompson, turn, spins, off the right block, what a move, Darius Thompson.
What a move indeed, and a turnover for Oakland, that's their third, and that hurt them against Blackman at their place last time.
7-4, Blackman with the lead, Oakland basketball, bounce pass, Oliver from the right elbow, swish. Kyle Oliver, Blackman by one. 5:10 to go here in the first. McMiller, who just nailed the first bank three, has the ball, working between the circles to K.J. Doughty, right side. Nothing there for Doughty. Fakes left, goes right. Now goes back to the left to Thompson. Thompson goes to the left side of the floor. Passes off, now gets it back. Drives, pulls up now. Long two in the air, no good. And Coleman and Cousin battle for the rebound. Oakland comes away with it. Stanberry flips it back out to Dunaway. Back to Stanberry, the senior who moved in from the Nashville area. Been a welcome addition to the Oakland Patriots to Emmanuel Smith, left wing. Fakes right, goes left, tries to back in, now pulls up. The jumper's no good. Rebound batted around Dunaway, fadeaway. He is going to be held and fouled by Darius Thompson.
So far, Oakland doing a really good job on the boards. Dunaway crashed at that time. Emmanuel Smith the other time down the court, getting those second opportunities.
Dunaway's first toss is good.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard. Near the Ford dealer, get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
Second toss by Dunaway, a skyward, and this one is good as well. Oakland back up by one. We've got a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Siegel leads Riverdale 17-8. 17-8. Siegel Stars leading Riverdale after one quarter. Now a hold on Smith. No. It's going to be on Isaiah Agabor, who just checked in for the Patriots. We've played almost half of this first quarter. Thompson triggers it in on the far sideline. Now gets it back. Thompson protecting the ball. Got to get rid of it now, and does. Finds Coleman. Pops out to help. Now back to Thompson. Agabor guarding Thompson. What a strong assignment. Bounce pass back to McMiller. Between the circles. Back to Thompson. Right wing. Three balls. Swish. Count that basket for Darius Thompson coming in. Cutting through from the far side.
Yeah, he got a pick down low, and he just came off of it, and Agabor lost him for just a second, and that's all it took.
Agabor bounce pass into the corner. Finds Dalton Smith, who's in the game. Back to Dunaway. Burns it underneath. Great pass Dunaway to Emmanuel Smith for two. Tied at 10 now. Thompson in the corner, Dowdy for three, and no good. Off the back of the rim, rebound, lots of red jerseys in there. And coming away with it is Emmanuel Smith. To Agabor on the near sideline. Now left wing. Turn spins, goes toward the basket. Cut off there by McMiller. To Kyle Oliver. Oliver, long outlet pass to Dunaway, skies for it. Dunaway back into Oliver, ball is rolling around. And off of Blackman, out of bounds. Juwan Jennings and Andrew Rogan into the game. And I failed to mention that Josh Mayer made it in. So Dalton Smith in there for the Oakland Pats has the ball now. Both teams using lots of players. Done enough Blackman games to know exactly when theirs are going to come in, generally. In the lane, Oliver goes up and has it partially blocked. Thompson brings it down across the timeline now. In the paint, looks down low. How about going up for a shot? Coleman missed it. Putback is good, though. Thought he was going to slam it. He thought about it, too, trust me. 12-10, Blaze. Stanberry. Penetrates, right side, glides in there, an offensive foul, surely. I think that is the case, and it is. And I'm not sure who took the charge because there were two Blackman Blaze standing there. Good defense there by Blackman High.
I think it was Coleman, and he paid for it too.
Yes, I can see now how he paid for it. Has the ball now for the Blaze. Handoff pass in the front court to Thompson. Glides in there. Flips it back out to Rogan. Nothing there for Rogan. But Thompson is open for three. Can't leave him open. Missed the shot, however. And now foul on the rebound. Going to be called on Blackman.
Brian, this is a stat that you may find interesting. Oakland's out-rebounded Blackman 7-1 in this first quarter.
Foul is on Josh Mayer, his first. Team second.
I hope your scorecard's long enough tonight.
Yeah, really.
A lot of players.
Well, both teams have more than my scorecard has. I have to write two of them in one block. Full court pressure, and now Thompson is going to pick up a foul, reaching in, and that is his second foul. Now, these officials called a very tight game in the girls' game. So you have to figure that that's going to be the case here in this boys contest. Thompson's going to have to sit with two first quarter fouls. McMiller comes in. Givens, ball tipped, gets it back to Lippert. Stanberry, great pass down low. He throws it away. No way that Dalton Smith was going to catch that pass. Turnover, Oakland.
Stanberry really numbers. He probably should have taken it on in.
Yeah, they had a 2-on-3?
Yeah.
Blackman up the floor with it. Jennings lost control of it and tipped out by Mayer. Rogan brings it in. The minute 10 to go in the first. Rogan, foul line, penetrates now to Jennings. Three ball in there. Juwan Jennings with the first bank three. That's the second of the night for the Blaze, and they take a five-point lead now over the Oakland Patriots.
Bench depth, that is the big key to the Blackman Blaze.
Stanberry to Emmanuel Smith. Foul line, pulls up, and it's too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound, Jennings skies for it. Up to McMiller, now back to Jennings. Jennings right wing. They're moving left to right. He sets it back up now. Popping out, Quindell Cousin. Swipes it over to Rogan, way out there left wing. Jennings pops out to help with 24 seconds. Bounce pass is almost stolen away by Dalton Smith. Good hustle there by Dalton Smith, the 5'8 junior. Thompson is going to come back in with two fouls for McMiller. With 19 seconds to go and they're playing offense. As long as he doesn't take a charge, probably in pretty good shape. 17 seconds. Lob it back out to Darius with 13. He's going to back it back up here with 10 seconds. With 9, with 8, he goes to work. With 7, with 6, Rogan left wing. With 5, gets it back. Thompson for 3 from downtown. No good. Rebound tipped up. Stanberry lets one fly from three-quarter court. It's no good. And that's the end of one quarter of play with the Blackman Blaze leading 15-10 over the Oakland Patriots. Second quarter coming your way after this.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888- My Roscoe.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Prentice Awesome Heating and Air, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Franklin's Print Works, and Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
And we welcome you back as Darius Thompson brings it down the floor for the Blackman Blaze. They have a five-point lead. Thompson turns, spins at the foul line, gets free, glides in there, and a little alley-oop action. It's good.
Oakland shot 36% in the first half, in the first quarter, and Blackman 45%.
Did a little windmill there, going to the rack, 17-10. Right side, Stanberry, flips it back out to Lippert. Lippert between the circles, stops now, almost stolen away by K.J. Dowdy. He almost took out Tom Crager and his computer. That's twice tonight. The bounty has been on Tom's head.
No reaction much, though.
No, he was just going to take it like a man. Stanberry for three. Swish. Stanberry with the first bank three. He's good for a couple of those tonight. 17-13. Oakland hanging tough here against the state-ranked number one team in the state of Tennessee.
thing about George, he'll put it up from anywhere.
Thompson between the circles, now right wing. Deeper in the corner, Juwan Jennings for three. This one a little short, and he knew it. Lippert pulls down the rebound. He's done a good job on the boards tonight. To Stanberry. He goes to the far side, works off a pick, now puts up another three, and this one a little short. Thompson saves it, long pass up, finds Jennings. Jennings, can he pull it in? He does. Glides in there, no-look pass, got a little cute there. Coleman to Dowdy, glides in the lane, rejected. Now Lippert coming down the other way. Lippert's going to pull up. Now penetrate, baseline, stolen away by Darius Thompson because he stole the ball, and while in the air, threw it out of bounds off of Lippert. That takes some athleticism, John.
Yeah, and the hang time there, too. Thing about Darius, he's always got somebody guarding him, doesn't he? I mean, they pick him up at half court.
That's Givens guarding. Thompson crossing over the timeline now. Goes right side. And ball stolen away by George Stanberry. He's going to have a layup on the other end and goes in left-handed. Boy, Stanberry, what a spark he has been.
Got a little careless, Blackman did with passing that time, and Stanberry was in the passing lane and picked it off.
17-15. Oakland trails by two. Thompson glides in there, flips it back out to Rogan. Rogan from the left block. High, miss. Rebound going up. Cousin bobbled it, tipped out of bounds, and off of Blackman. It's going to be Oakland basketball. John, Derek Spears for Middle Tennessee Christian School is now the all-time leading scorer at MTCS.
With another year to go.
With another year to go. And he beat a long, long, long-standing record. I'll tell you about that in a second. Lippert for three, flat-footed, almost went in anyway, goes out of bounds. 1989 MTCS graduate Craig Maynard.
What year?
1989, wow. And I go to church with his dad, Robert Maynard. Craig Maynard, 1989, held that record all these years, and he was actually there tonight when the record was broken. Pretty neat. On senior night at MTCS. Bounce pass, Oakland lost it. Emmanuel Smith, fifth turnover. Coming down is Thompson. Thompson flips it back out to Coleman. Coleman to McMiller as they collide. Now back to McMiller. Probably hear the bodies fly to Thompson. Thompson doesn't use the pick. Now flips it down low and off the fingertips of Quindell Cousin. Blackman not playing really well right now, are they, John?
No, they're not in sync. Offensively, they're just kind of relying on the three-pointer and just not ready for passes.
Kendall Wellborn into the game for Oakland. Passes down low, cutting through baseline is Emmanuel Smith. And we're tied at 17 again.
That was a nifty move.
And looks like it was tipped out of bounds. At halftime, it's Siegel boys 41, Riverdale 12. 41-12, Siegel over Riverdale at halftime. McMiller, foul line, flips it down low, cutting baseline. Coleman missed the little bunny shot. Wellborn with the rebound. Oakland with a chance to take the lead. Emmanuel Smith in the lane, dumps it down low to Lippert, who lost it out of bounds. Good idea.
Well, one thing that Oakland's doing that a lot of teams can't do is he's playing a lot of players. He's using probably just about everybody on that bench. He's going at least nine deep, maybe 10, and that keeps them fresh, and you got to have that with Blackman in the second half.
Rogan flips it to Thompson. Thompson fakes now from the right wing back to Rogan. McMiller, left wing. To Rogan, right side, the three ball, it's a little short. Good job of defending there, but they come up with the loose ball and Thompson goes up and puts it in the hole.
How did Cousin see him?
I have no idea. Great assist. I didn't see.
He was on the floor. and bounced it through a guy's legs and found Thompson underneath.
Emmanuel Smith turns, spins off the left block, no good. Rebound, and now Emmanuel Smith is going to foul. That one was kind of out of frustration. I think he thought he should have received a foul.
Well, they made a great move to the basket, Emmanuel did, and then, as you said, the ball rimmed in and out, and then he picked up another foul. That's his second.
Two for Emal, and it's 19-17. Blackman with the lead. 2-7, make that 3-16 to go in the second. McMiller between the circles, now passes to Rogan right side. Going baseline, Thompson flips it back out to Cousin, who is fouled. And he is fouled by Emmanuel Smith, and that's three. So back-to-back fouls, and he's going to have a seat. Dalton Smith comes in, and Dalton came in a few moments ago.
Again, that's plagued Emmanuel Smith for the last three or four games, and frustrating for, I know, for Mike Wright.
Rogan finds McMiller. McMiller back to Rogan. The three ball is in the air and good. First bank three, barely rippled the net for Andrew Rogan. He can shoot the rock from three-point land now. First bank three puts Blackman up 22-17. Stanberry goes right side to Dunaway, right in front of the Blackman bench. Mayer doing a good job defending. Dunaway puts up the shot, won't go. Ball tipped around, and finally coming away with it is Thompson. Long outlet pass to Cousin. In the corner, McMiller for three, in and out. Rebound, Mayer gets it up, goes up to the rack, gets good. Josh Mayer with the lay-in, and timeout Oakland High School as Blackman has taken a 24-17 lead back in 1 minute.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orphis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board office.
867-6622.
Sign up now for your chance to win $10,000 to split with the school of your choice in Rutherford County with the Intersource 24-second cash clock. The lucky winner will have the chance to make a layup, free throw, top of the key, three-pointer, and half-court shot in 24 seconds to win the $10,000 prize. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com or Intersource.co. Also, there will be weekly winners of other prizes like gift cards, memberships, and a free year of DirecTV. Intersource 24-second cash clock. Sign up at the games or online.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jenny Allman.
Blackman is edged out by seven here on the Oakland Patriots. Ball tipped in the corner. It's going to be out of bounds off of Rogan, and Rogan luckily was not flagged for a foul there. Gibbons, bounce pass into Dalton Smith. Underneath, they get it to Dunaway off the glass.
Nice assist by Dalton Smith, who doesn't get a lot of playing time, but he found Dunaway wide open under there.
Cuts the Blackman lead to five with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Rogan cutting through. Thompson, bounce pass in the paint, and it is stolen away. Gibbons, long pass over. Coming down for the slam is Kyle Oliver. Big dunk for him, 24-21. Oakland down by seven, now down by three. Five-point swing in the favor of the Pats. Rogan right side, and Stanberry going for the steal, almost got it. Now back to Rogan. Foul line, glides in there. Pump fake, goes up with the left hand. It's good. 5 second quarter points for Andrew Rogan. Lead back at five for the Blaze. A minute 18 to go in the first half. Stanberry to Gibbon. Gibbons to Dalton Smith. Back to Dunaway at the top of the key. Gibbons right wing. Takes a couple of dribbles, flips it over to Dalton Smith. He's going to penetrate, makes a bounce pass back out to Oliver. His shot a little long. Rebound, Blackman has it. And down the floor is Thompson. Thompson flips it back out to Rogan. Rogan fakes the three, doesn't take it from the right wing. Back to McMiller, back to Rogan. They play catch out front. Now to Thompson. Pulls up for three, right wing. It is no good. Rebound. Coming away with it is Oakland. Stanberry with 36 seconds. Going to walk it across the timeline. McMiller guarding. Almost over and back. Stanberry makes a great pass to Oliver and gets it back. It was almost a turnover there for the Patriots. 23 seconds. Stanberry goes to the far side of the court. They're moving right to left. Dunaway pops out now to Oliver. Oliver in the corner, penetrates, tries to go baseline, tries the reverse, has it blocked by Rogan, then pulls up, shoots, and scores. Oliver with eight.
Didn't panic and went up and put up a nice little soft five-footer.
With 2 seconds, with one, Thompson dishes off in the corner. The three is up, and it is no good. And it's 26-23. Blackman leading at the halftime. 26-23, halftime. The Blackman Blaze leading the Oakland Patriots. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's moving day is here. Our first day in phase two of the new building will be February 11th, 2013. Located at 1272 Garrison Drive in Murfreesboro, your health is our mission.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Try on a Rolex or Tag Heuer watch today.
At Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings & Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards, and once again, we will not be undersold. We offer internet price matching. We will not be undersold. Please add us on Facebook. That's Music World TN. We have all of our updates on there. We do all of our new things that come into the store, used and new items. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field, whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture. TOA is here for you online at TOA.com.
John, Andy DeGraw is out at midcourt. He's picking out a couple of an Oakland fan and Blackman fan, and they're going to shoot some free throws here. And the winner is going to get a $50 Shell gift card. And what's going to happen is the faculty of the winning school that they represent is going to get breakfast next week from Intersource, the entire faculty. Wow, pretty good deal there, isn't it?
Well, one dude's wearing a Vanderbilt hat. So that's, you know.
Got to think, maybe he could shoot.
Side. Yeah.
You know. Got a picture up there upcoming, too. John, I guess if you're Oakland, you have to kind of consider this first half a pretty good victory, because 26-23, you trailed by three, you got down by seven, you cut it back to three again right here before the half. Done a pretty good job here tonight.
Yeah, they did, and I thought on the boards they did a great job. 13 13 rebounds to Blackman's 8. And they also shot pretty well, which has been kind of Oakland's bugaboo a little bit. And they've just played very, very good defense. Mike Wright's used a lot of players, so has Barry Wortman. I still feel that Blackman will come in this third quarter. You better be ready for a shootout in that third quarter.
We're going to take a look at all the stats here, and we'll kind of keep up with what's going on here with the free throw shootout.
Sure, I'll work while you just spectate. Sure, no problem. Alec McMiller leading the Blackman Blades with 3 points, along with Quindell Cousin with 2. Darius Thompson has 9. Juwan Jennings with 3. Josh Mayer with 2. Justin Coleman with 2. And Andrew Rogan with 5. And for Oakland, it's Emmanuel Smith with 6. George Stanberry with 5. Cal Oliver has 8. And Dunaway has done a good job, I think, off the bench with 4. And that's your individual scoring. And team stats look like this. 13 rebounds for Oakland. Blackman's 8. Oakland shot 10 of 23 for 43%. They had a first bank 3 in there. Blackman 10 of 24. They had 4 first bank 3s. They shot 42%. Oakland and Blackman both 100% at the line, 2 of 2. And Blackman has 5 turnovers to Oakland 6. So Blackman led by 5 at the end of the first quarter, and they have a 3-point lead at half, which is a pretty good showing here in the first half by the Oakland Patriots, playing the number one team in the state. Our stats tonight brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. And I can't wait, Brian. Who won? Who won? Come on, tell me.
Oakland.
Oakland won.
Yes. So the Oakland faculty will be getting some breakfast next week, and one of those, that lucky Oakland, pretty good free throw shooting student over there gets a $50 Shell gift cards. Hope he enjoys that. I want to remind you that coming up next week, we will have Siegel at Blackman here on State Farm Prep Basketball on Tuesday. On Friday, it's Blackman at Riverdale, and that will be the last regular season game for us. It is possible we may sneak in a game from tournament play early in 9A, if possible. But last year it was easy because it was at Middle Tennessee Christian School. This next year, I don't know that it's going to be that way. Depends on the start and higher seeds and all this kind of thing. So it's possible we may sneak one in. Otherwise, we'll get into district tournament play on Friday the 15th. That's a look ahead at what we've got coming up. More online at goprimetimesports.com. Second half of action coming up here in just a moment. 26-23 Blackman boys lead here at halftime.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Don't our tax refunds always seem to come at the best time? You know, when something needs to be fixed. Are there any funny noises coming from your car? Are your tires looking a little tired? At Bud's Tire Pros, they specialize in a range of services like alignments and brake repair.
They also offer a wide variety of tires, including Michelin, exclusive tire promotions, and all services backed by the industry's strongest warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or call 896-TIRE.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up in the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. Now to bring you the exciting second half action here between Blackman and Oakland, with Blackman leading 26-23, here's Brian Barrett.
Oakland, they go ahead and inbound the basketball, and it's going to be stolen away or kicked. It's going to be kicked out of bounds. Oakland tried the surprise stealth mode start here. Grant Hawkins, by the way, was the one who won the free throw shooting contest for Oakland versus Austin Chesser from Blackman. So Grant Hawkins receives that $50 Shell gift card from Intersource. So congratulations. The Oakland faculty going to get some breakfast next week. Dunaway, starting the second half, has the ball now to Givens. They throw to him. He picks up the loose ball. Got Stanberry, Oliver, who just pulled up and shot, missed it, and Emmanuel Smith, who gets tied up. That's your Oakland lineup. He's going to the foul line. For Blackman, it's Thompson and Cousin. Rogan, let's see, McMiller and Coleman. The foul is on Rogan. It's his first. Shot up and no good. John, the last two games, Blackman has exploded in the third quarter. And even one game that we did versus Siegel. So we'll see if they have that in them tonight. Second free throw is good for Emmanuel Smith.
You know Mike Smith's aware of it. You know, he scouts. He knows.
Thompson down the far sideline. Blackman moving right to left as we see it now. To Rogan, back to McMiller. Back to Rogan, left wing. Steps in, backs out. Back over to McMiller, cuts through. To right elbow, gives it back to Rogan. Rogan tries to step in there, nothing there for him. In the corner, cutting through. Thompson in the lane, glides in there. Finger roll, it's good. 11 points for Darius Thompson.
And he's usually the one that starts the explosion.
4-point lead, Manuel Smith. Long two up, no good. Rebound, Rogan. Is this the start of a run? Long pass up, Thompson. Stolen away. Intended for Coleman, who was wide open. Couldn't hold on to it. Emmanuel Smith to Dunaway. Back to Emmanuel Smith. Givens now. They're playing outside. Dunaway fakes. Now gives inside. Oliver goes up. It bounces twice. It goes. And there is a foul.
That was a great pass over there by Givens and then to Dunaway and found Oliver floating down the lane. And Cal Oliver went up very strong. He's having a good game tonight.
Second foul on Andrew Rogan. Juwan Jennings up off the bench. Plus one is good. That's 11 points for Kyle Oliver, and he's leading Oakland in scoring tonight. Oakland back within one.
One thing they've done tonight, they've really shut down Coleman, particularly on the boards. And Ricky Dunaway is one of the reasons, along with Cal Oliver.
Coleman's only scored a bucket tonight. Cutting through Jennings in the paint, tries to dump it low, stolen away. Emmanuel Smith in traffic, stops. Goes left wing. Now finds Stanberry.
Oh, he wanted to shoot it.
He sure did. Jennings with pretty good defense. Now to Emmanuel Smith. From the left elbow, it's a little short. Rebound Dunaway, back to Stanberry for three with the left hand from the right side. Yes, count that first bank three for George Stanberry. Oakland up by two. 5:44 to go here in the third. Rogan from the foul line, floats one up there. It's good. Andrew Rogan, that's a money shot for him.
30-30. Stanberry back out front. Weaving in and out of traffic. And Jennings just steals it away from him. Juwan Jennings going up. Is hacked. He's fouled by Stanberry. And he was going up for the slam. But forced to shoot freebies. Second foul on Stanberry. To try to break the 30-all tie is Juwan Jennings, the 6'3 sophomore. First one is a little short. Jennings going to try to give his team a one-point lead here. Josh Mayer going to check in first.
A couple of things. Oakland has really done a great job on the boards, and the basket by Stansberry was a result of a rebound by Dunaway, and he was able to be wide open on that three.
Jennings' second free throw is good. Juwan Jennings with four. Blackman by one. Dunaway to trigger in the inbounds pass. Does so to Givens. Givens to Emmanuel Smith. Double team to Oliver. Oliver fakes right, goes left, or make that opposite, but it doesn't matter. Missed the shot. Jennings with the rebound. Works between the rings to Rogan. Wide open for three. No good. Just a little short. Thompson with the rebound. Glides in there with the right hand from the left-hand side. No good. Jennings steals it. Bounce pass. Thompson laying good. Getting a lot of loose balls here.
That was a big basket, too, and they had already put up a couple of shots and missed them, and then got a ball right back.
3 points now in the backcourt. We've got an Oakland timeout before Stanberry lost the basketball, and that is a good thing. Oakland takes a timeout, trailing by three here with 4:44 to go in the third, back in one.
So what sets Murfreesboro Automotive apart from the other auto repair shops?
If you need something fixed, I promise you, he's going to fix it. He's going to do it right.
Kelly Holcomb has been a longtime customer of Murfreesboro Automotive.
Every time I come up here, I'm just amazed. They do the kind of job for that amount of money, and he's got a customer for life with me.
We will give an estimate before any work is performed so that when you pick your vehicle up, you'll know exactly how much it is. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I love working out. They've got the weights I need and all the cardio that I need, and I just love the atmosphere here and the whole nine yards.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Get to a better state farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Driving across town.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210.
Isaiah Igabor is going to be the recipient of a foul here, hand-checking foul on Juwan Jennings. 33-30. Oakland trailing Blackman. They have the ball. Isaiah Igabor in the game. Running the point. In the corner to Emmanuel Smith. Smith glides in there from the left block. Throws it away. Turnover Oakland. Pride is constantly praising this young team. You know, I think he's done an excellent job with this group, and they've really grown up a lot this year, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, and still plagued a little bit by shooting woes, but for the most part, they're much improved.
Rogan crosses the timeline now to Jennings, cutting through. Thompson in the lane, flips it back out. Rogan for three, no good, it's short. Coleman, rebound, won't go, but he's fouled. Boy, I thought that one had a chance to be spectacular shot. It just rolled off the right side of the rim. Foul is on Lippert. It's his first. Free throw, no good. 63-23, Siegel leads Riverdale after three quarters of play, 63-23. First free throw by Coleman, no good. The second one, he drains it. Blackman back by up by four. Dowdy comes in. Rogan goes out. Full court pressure here by the Blackman Blaze. Igabor passes back to Oliver. Now back to Igabor. They got to get it across quickly. Long toss up. No, short toss to Lippert. And without the long toss, it's going to cost him there. Turnover,
well,
Oakland.
There was too much hesitation there, Brian. Yeah. I mean, you just can't stand there. You lose 2 or 3 seconds by just holding the ball.
Got to make good, crisp passes. Now, had he made a long pass up the floor and across the timeline, they'd have been okay. With nobody to throw to. 10 turnovers for Oakland. K.J. Dowdy between the circles. Dowdy to Thompson, who's now between the rings. Comes here to the near side. Juwan Jennings pops back out, top of the key. Goes right side to Thompson. Glides in the lane. Little one-footer, no good. Rebound tipped out, tipped up. Lippert comes away with it, and then Lippert is fouled by Quindell Cousin. Blackman not getting any breaks, not making any breaks for themselves tonight either.
I still maintain, though, it's Oakland's rebounding that has really kept them in this game. They're limiting the shots as much as you possibly can against this Blackman team. They're so good on the boards.
Igabor in the backcourt up to Stanberry. Down low, Lippert going up. Missed it. And it is going to be Oakland basketball, I think.
Now, if Lippert just stops dead in his tracks, the Blackman defender, Cousins, just goes right by him. I mean, he just flies by him.
Well, he tried to protect and go up with a little left-handed stiff arm and go up with the right hand. It just didn't work out for him. Igabor to Emmanuel Smith, baseline. Now back to Stanberry for three. Long and rebound. Thompson and Igabor get tied up. And it's going to be Oakland basketball on the alternate possession. Oakland getting some breaks here. They trail by four here in the third quarter of play. 3:16 to go. The three ball, Stanberry. This one a little long. Rebound tipped by Lippert. Controlled by Dowdy to Thompson. Thompson glides in the lane. They're going to call an offensive foul, I would say. He lowered the shoulder. And that is the case. That is the third foul on Darius Thompson.
Darius doesn't do that. He's fine. You know, they'll call a foul on the defender. But when he lowered that shoulder a little bit, that's when they got him.
And that's exactly what Barry Wertman is saying to whoever will listen. Nobody wants to look at him.
Because, honestly, the defensive player was moving.
Well, when you lower your shoulder, it's going to happen. I mean, they're going to call it every time because they're not looking at the defender and whether the defender was set. They're looking at the offensive person at that point, John.
And the official did a good job of going over and telling Barry Wertman what was going on with that call.
Igabor in the backcourt having a lot of trouble. Flips it over now, Kyle Oliver. They don't get across in time. Just missed getting across the timeline. Another turnover for Oakland. Igabor going out. Coming back in is Given. And that is turnover number 11. McMiller, top of the key to Juwan Jennings. 4-point Blackman lead, 2:47 to go in the third. McMiller in the lane, tries to go down low to Cousin. Cutting through is Dowdy. Dowdy, scoop shot, won't go, but it's tipped in by Quindell Cousin. Quindell was there to tip it in.
Getting more active on the boards now, the Blackman Blaze.
Stanberry in the lane, glides, goes up, and a foul going to be called. What's it going to be? The officials are talking. It's going to be a foul on Blackman. It's on Cousin. His second foul. Laverne leads Smyrna at halftime in boys, 24-17. 24-17, Laverne at halftime over Smyrna. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Danbury with 9 now after he hit that first free throw. He has another coming up. Shot it and got it. Dan Berry with 10. Dalton Smith coming in. I knew I was going to do that. Emmanuel Smith going out. 36-32. Juwan Jennings for three. It's a little long and over the backboard. Oakland's basketball.
Glavin has not shot well this quarter. They've led, but they've not shot well.
In the backcourt is Stanberry, having all kinds of trouble with McMiller. Just does get away from him. Almost a turnover there. Dalton Smith, right corner. In some trouble. Dalton's in trouble now, and they say he walked. He drugged that foot. Well, when Blackman's not shooting well, John, what they have done now is they've turned up the defensive pressure.
Kind of like in the girls' game.
Yeah.
You know, defense doesn't go in a slump.
McMiller crossing over the timeline now. Blackman with a four-point lead. Trying to add to that here late in the third. Coleman jumps it low to Dowdy for three. It's in and out. Rebound, Dunaway to Stanberry, flips it up to Dalton Smith, tries to force one in there to Kyle Oliver, but out of bounds off of Oakland. Make that Blackman. Oliver goes out, Lippert comes in, Josh Mayer, and Andrew Rogan, both in for the Blaze. Long toss. Oakland gets the ball inbound. Dunaway turns, spins. The big one-handed Kareem hook shot is good. Blackman
back to
by two.
Yeah, back within two, Oakland is.
Coleman, left side. Pulls up straight away now to Dowdy. Turns, spins, glides in the lane. Now Coleman fakes the three, doesn't take it. Hasn't had many looks. Now glides in the lane, turns, spins, flips it back out to Rogan. Not sure why he didn't go up with that one. McMiller to Dowdy. Right wing. McMiller foul line. Steps in. Back out to Coleman. Coleman fakes. Goes right. Goes up. No. Flips it back out. Rogan. Three. No good. Rebound. Long rebound is taken by McMiller. They reset with 36 seconds. Coleman. The three from the right wing is good. He nailed the first bank three. The big man getting in on the action from the outside. And the lead back to five here as we wind up the fourth quarter of play. With 18 seconds, Oakland, Dunaway. Gives it up to Stanberry. Stanberry in the lane, misses the shot. Tipped up, won't go. And run down by Emmanuel Smith with seven, with six, with five, with four. Dalton Smith, the three is up and good. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Dalton Smith buried the first bank three. And your score as we go to the fourth, Blackman 39, Oakland 37.
It's not too early to think about flu shots. Schedule a visit from the pharmacist to come to your business and offer on-site immunizations. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. We offer travel immunizations and Zostavax shingles vaccine. Our immunization information may be found at www.reevesane.com. Just ask us today how we can help you. Reeves Sane Drug Store, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat. All the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And this final and exciting fourth quarter brought to you by Thompson Services, Animal City, Midas to Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummers Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
All right, it is time for the fourth quarter, and it's black pen time. Not that that means anything to anyone else. 39-37, Blackman holding on to a two-point lead. Siegel Boys a winner tonight, by the way, by a final of 75-38 over Riverdale. Blackman basketball. Left side, Thompson pulls up. The 15-footer is good. Rolls around the rim about three times but falls. He's got 15. 41-37. Oakland has no give up in him. Stanberry, right wing, in the corner to Dunaway. Dunaway flips it back out to Stanberry for the long three. It's too long. Hits off the left side of the rim, bounces over the backboard and out of bounds.
These two crowds are getting into it too. The Oakland faithful over there are hooping and hollering when Dalton Smith hit that three, and now Blackman's really coming in strong.
This is a tough place to come into because, you know, the girls and boys teams, John, they've only lost one game combined all year. Andrew Rogan, left side, flips it back over to Jennings. Jennings back to Rogan, left wing, cuts in, foul line, now flips it back out. Jennings three is no good. Rebound, Emmanuel Smith, and then he is going to be, well, it's knocked out of bounds by Jennings. Thought maybe Jennings might have gotten tagged for a foul there, but not the case. Got a few subs coming in and out here for Oakland.
Well, Emmanuel Smith is just exhausted. I mean, he asked to come out.
Got to have a little breather here. Stanberry crossing over the timeline now. 4-point Blackman lead. We're in the fourth. Hook shot by Oliver, no good. This is where Blackman's depth may come in to their advantage. 6.5 to go. They lead by four and have the ball.
Well, and they're also senior laden as well, and that experience in close games really pays off.
Juwan Jennings to Rogan, to Thompson, deep right corner. Thompson, double team, back to Quindell Cousin, who finds Juwan Jennings, pulls up, top of the key, no good. Don't think they really wanted that shot. Stanberry takes the pass to Dalton Smith, now back to Stanberry, layup good. George Stanberry with 12, 41-39. 3-point Blackman lead, 5:48 to go in the fourth. Blaze have the ball now to Juwan Jennings. Barry Wertman making Juwan Jennings go to a certain spot on the floor, and then he called a timeout. 5:40 to go. We'll be right back. 41-39 is your score. 1 minute break for us. We'll be back. Blackman leads.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get to a better state farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live on demand with podcasts and see where we'll be broadcasting next.
54-53, MTCS leads Eagleville with 4:15 to go in that game. So another close contest between those 9A foes and county rivals. Thompson for three for Blackman. It is no good. Rebound. Oakland has it. Oakland trails by three with the ball. 5:26 to go in the game. Trails by two. Pardon me. Stanberry, 4-2 to tie it up. No good. Rebound. Doughty. Doughty, the long pass up, finds Thompson laying. Good! And there is a foul. Layup from the left side. He's got 17. The basket counts, and he's got the plus one coming up.
And Thompson twisted in the air to avoid a charge. A super move there by Darius Thompson.
43-39. Missed it, but the put back by Coleman. It all worked out for the best. 45-39. 5 minutes to go in the backcourt. Igabor. Down the far sideline, Dunaway now. Both of these teams have played hard. Dunaway going up. They're going to call a foul on Coleman. And probably unjust.
Well, Dunaway's played really well, I think. He's not shot a lot, but he has been a presence inside for Oakland. And has done a good job on Coleman.
Dunaway's going to get to shoot some free throws. This one is good. Don't really think Coleman fouled him there.
I don't either.
But Dunaway, the recipient of free throws, and really needs them. Hit the first but missed the second. 5-point Blackman lead. 4:46. Does Oakland have another run? They've had several runs. They've cut it to two, but haven't been closer. Thompson in the corner, glides in the lane, and he is going to have it tipped out of bounds by, guess who, Dunaway, that we've been talking about.
They've been very active on defense. In the passing lanes, they've done a really good job against Blackman.
Thompson lobs it into McMiller. 4.5 to play. Tipped out of bounds by Oliver. Oh, no. Say it was out of bounds off of Thompson. You agree with that? John had a better angle. I was going to cut off
the pin. Cal Oliver thought he did.
And now stolen away in the backcourt and a slam by Alec McMiller. You got to be ever mindful of what's going on, and Stanberry just had his pocket picked by McMiller, who flushed it home. 7-point Blackman lead. Stanberry goes far side to Dunaway, right wing. They're moving left to right. Back to Stanberry. Top of the key. In the lane. Layup. Good. Stanberry with 14 points. A huge nine for George Stanberry. The lead is 5 for the Blaze. They have the ball. If you're an Oakland fan, you got to hope they don't convert here. Doughty, right wing. Back left side to McMiller. Back to Doughty. In the lane, flips it back out, they turn it over. If you're an Oakland fan, that's a help. Josh Mayer coming in, going out is Quindell Cousin. Stanberry to bring it down the floor. He is becoming the leader of this team. Still in the backcourt, gets it across the timeline now. Flips it out to Dunaway, right wing. Dunaway, pass down low to Emmanuel Smith. Turn, spins in the lane, tipped out of bounds and off of Josh Mayer. 3:14 to go, 5-point Blackman lead.
Good defense that time by the Blaze, and Smith had nowhere to go.
Inbounds pass, Kyle Oliver from the right block, too high off the glass. Rebound and put back by Emmanuel Smith. 47-44. 3 minutes to go exactly on the clock. And Blackman spreading the floor here. Going to try to run some clock. Doughty. And McMiller play catch out front. And now a foul on Emmanuel Smith. Just trying to rub around a defensive player. That is his fourth foul. So Emmanuel has to be very careful from here on out. Darius Thompson will inbound after this timeout, which is taking place here on the floor. Oakland calls timeout. They trail 47-44, 2:45 to go in the game. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to try to do the same things that we've always done. Something for everybody, a gift for the guy that's 15 years old that needs to buy something for his girlfriend. But also I want to have that really, really nice present for a 50th anniversary. Come in and see us. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Inspired by you. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Folks, don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600 and on parksauction.com. MTCS down by one with a minute 15 to go in that game versus Eagleville. Remember last time it went into overtime at Eagleville. Here, 47-44, a tight boys game with Blackman, the ball and the lead. Flip in the corner, Dowdy. Now he brings it back out front to reset. 2.5 to go on the clock right now. 3-point Blackman lead. McMiller steps in at the foul line. Give and go up front in the lane. Thompson gets the shooter's roll. He knows how to take over a game. 19 points. 5-point Blackman lead. 2:10 to go. In the corner, Oliver. Foul line. Turn spins to Dunaway for three. It's a little short. Rebound. Oakland had it. Oliver had it. Saved. Dunaway feeds in the lane. Going up is Emmanuel Smith. Tries to strong arm it up there. And they're going to call a foul on Blackman. Two shots. They called it on Thompson or who? I'm not sure who they call it. 15, it was Thompson. That's four on Thompson.
Well, Emmanuel Smith ran into him, you know, and then he just kind of slung it up there, which probably the best call would be no call.
Emmanuel Smith misses the free throw. Josh Mayer going out. Coming back in is Quindell Cousins. Strength on the boards here. Second free throw. This one won't go. Emmanuel Smith missed both free throws. Blackman the ball and a 5-point lead under 2 minutes to go. Cousin and Dowdy up front. Cutting through, Thompson. Flips it back out. Dowdy for three. No good. Rebound. Going to be a foul on Kyle Oliver. This game getting a tad touchy. It'll be Blackman's ball out of bounds.
I think Oliver pushed him toward the sidelines, you know, pushed him underneath the basket.
Coleman, the inbounds quickly to him, missed it, but Thompson, who inbounded it, got the rebound. And Blackman resets. Their idea may be to run some clock if they can. Thompson has it with a minute 24. Blackman looks like they're kind of set up in a zone. Clock running. Minute 15. They pass here near side to Coleman. Minute 12. Dunaway guarding. Coleman takes a few dribbles to midcourt. Back to Cousin. I'm sorry, make that McMiller. He almost stepped on the midcourt stripe. Now we got a holding foul on Stanberry, I think.
Well, they got to get one more foul to get into the bonus. And actually, Oakland really needs them to do that as well. It's going to be a timeout here, Oakland.
Agabor with the foul. That is the sixth foul, and after this timeout, it's a one-minute break for us. 59.7 to go, 5-point lead for Blackman when we return.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
OK Jose Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola amigos, this is Sergio from OK Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us, come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. And go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Press Course on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Located at 803 North Thompson Lane in Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
59.7 seconds to go, so just a touch under 1 minute. Blackman basketball and a 5-point lead. Coleman to Thompson. Next foul, they'll be at the foul line. They flip it back out. They're not even looking toward the goal. They're going to wait on the foul. Dowdy to Coleman. Now they want to foul him. That's who they want to foul, I think, and they do. 42 seconds. They're going to the foul line will be Coleman. MTCS took a 61-58 lead with free throws. Now it's 61-60. Eagles drive and the Cougars foul. They shoot two free throws and hit them both. 61-60 with 32 seconds left. And MTCS has the ball with a 1-point lead. That's an in-depth Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Meanwhile here, Justin Coleman just hit the front end of the 1-1, so he'll get another. Puts his team back up by six. This is a big basket here. It's a three-possession lead if he hits it, and that's exactly what happened. 7-point lead. Now Oakland's got to score in droves here with only 37 seconds. Manuel Smith, top of the key, lost the ball. This may be ball game. Going down the other end, McMiller tosses it in. Thought about a dunk. Down quickly, Dunaway on the other end. Layup good. Traded buckets here, but I think it's all over but the chout in 20 seconds. Inbound. McMiller in the backcourt. Now the foul. Emmanuel Smith, and that's it for Emmanuel Smith. He's going to foul out of the game.
Well, and every good team, when they have a bad shooting night, which they didn't have a superb shooting night at all, Blackman didn't, but they did persevere, and that's what you got to do. And they came in the fourth quarter and pretty much put it away. And I thought Barry Wortman did a good job of coaching down there with the timeout and kind of had him spread the defense out a little bit. And then Darius Thompson took it to the lane, and they just called a timeout. And I just talked to it, Brian. I'm sorry.
No, it's Emmanuel Smith's fifth foul. So Mike Wright using this opportunity to talk to his team here before making the substitution. Well, it looks like Blackman is going to survive here, John. But wasn't easy.
Well, if you're Oakland, you got to sit there and go, I'm feeling pretty good about the district tournament. I mean, seriously. I mean, they played well tonight.
First free throw is good. The second one is good.
I think if you're Barry Wortman, you go, this wasn't our A game tonight, but we survived it. Big win.
Dan Barry drives the lane. He's going to be fouled by Quindell Cousin with 8 seconds. 8.9 to be fair. Crowd begins to file out of here. Stan Barry going to go to the foul line, who's had an excellent night tonight. 14 points to lead Oakland in scoring. Misses the free throw. I dare say he's going to be in the running, at least, for the Loveless Fine Photography player of the game for Oakland. Second free throw. This one bounces twice, three times, four, and then rolls in. Stanberry with 15. In the backcourt, Rogan. Rogan passes up with 1 second. Dowdy doesn't even get a shot off, and that's it. Your final tonight, Blackman 55. Oakland 47, 55, 47. The Blackman boys remain undefeated and move to 22-0 on the year. Oakland falls to 16-9, and they are now 3-5 in district play. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back with the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air postgame show coming up here in just a moment. And it was a victory here for the Blackman boys, 55-47, a sweep here at home for Blackman High School. We'll talk about it coming up in just a few.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes and Son Windows and Doors.